Most National Institutes of Health funding goes to major research institutes such as Johns Hopkins, Stanford, and the University of Pennsylvania. But smaller institutions such as West Virginia University and Marshall also receive funding for research into health issues, such as if fracking has impacts on cardiovascular health. The new report, published by the NIH advocacy organization United for Medical Research, argues that in addition to supporting vital medical research, NIH grants have broad economic impact on the labor force and local economy. In West Virginia, for instance, they report that in 2017, the state received more than $28 million in funding, which generated $6 million in taxes for local governments and supported around 400 jobs. The Trump administration proposed cutting the NIH 12% and the National Science Foundation 13%. Medical and science research institutes around the country have pushed back against the proposal. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.